Hello, kind friends. I just want to take a minute to talk to you about the part that technology plays in the Common Core standards. I'm Sue Gorman, the technology coordinator for the district, and I just believe, I've said this before, there has never been a more exciting time to be in education. And I think the rigor of the Common Core standards is really helping with that as well. In the Common Core, the technology is just a part of it. It's just embedded in there. So if you think of how you use technology on a daily basis, it's just a part of what you do. But you have to be very cognizant about what technology you use to get the tasks done that you need, whether it be something with Google, a shared Google Doc, maybe we post it to a blog, put it on our website, in our student portfolios, maybe we're doing a Skype or a Google Hangout to talk to colleagues or to talk to authors or scientists across the world. Maybe we're making a movie. Maybe we're using a lot of multimedia tools to get our point across. And so the beauty of it is to take all these wonderful tools that we already have and put them together in the activities that we need in order to be global learners and also to share our work globally. A lot of times we say, instead of just writing about it, that we need to publish it, because that is truly where the standards are taking us in order for our students to be competitive worldwide. So once again, I thank my colleagues for coming to the board meeting tonight and explaining the way things are specifically working with the Common Core right now in mathematics and reading language arts. So I just wanted to do a follow-up to let you know that we are incorporating so many different technologies in order to meet the rigor of the Common Core standards and in order for our students to really be able to compete globally and also have the experiences of all the richness of the technology that's available to us today. So thanks.